Hi, this is Bob Williamson. For the sake of God, family, and country, last night I attended a private dinner party and our keynote guest speaker was Carly Fiorina. Carly spoke first and when finished came directly to my table and sat down for the rest of the dinner. It was fortuitous that she did so because just moments earlier another person had been sitting there but had moved to dine and chat with a friend at another table. Her speech was very moving, and practically every other word was something about God blessing her and all of us with gifts. During her talk, she recounted things like being taught by her mother in Sunday school and drawing upon the power of God when she fought through the pain of losing her daughter to drug addiction. I turned to her and told her that I was appreciative of the fact that she mentioned God so much in public, especially in an age whereby most just avoid the subject entirely. She responded by saying that God meant everything to her, and without him she wouldn't be where she was, nor would she have achieved things like rising from being a secretary to CEO of what became the largest technology company in the world under her watch, and even having the honor of running for president. We talked quite a bit during dinner, and she told me that if people don't get involved and soon, she was afraid we would lose this country. She emphasized over and again how everyone has been given gifts to do things to help, and they need to get engaged. I agree with her 100%. Our country is in a mess. It needs all of us working together to pray and use our God-given gifts to do something. Carly's message is to get involved. All of us are busy, but just think about your kids and grandkids. Who in their right minds is not worried about their plight? If you think your efforts or your vote is just one vote and one person and not important, then you're wrong. Do what you can for the sake of God, family, and country. Romans 13:12. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.